She's got tits.
Babe.
And she knows how to use them. Ta-da. She takes shits. And she knows when to do some.
Oh my God.
She got tits. She takes shits.
This is a Sloppy State Droopers by Frankie, ironically enough.
It's not ironic, it's that you always make fun of my state droopers, and it's always floating in the ethers.
How are those milkers doing today?
Oh my God, they're so fucking enormous, and I'm so heavy. I have 5.5 more weeks left in this pregnancy, and I am ready to be done with it.
Yeah.
I'm heavy. Heavy.
Where are you going to be, Jean?
Oh shit, okay, we're going there already, huh?
That's how we do it. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I only have 2 dates left in this year of 2018. Jew Dork Titties, December 8th. I'm doing the Gramercy Theater. There's literally a handful of tickets left. You better scoop those up now. And I know it sounds like a long time in advance, but that's how we roll, dudes. And November 24th in San Diego at the House of Blues. Same story, just a few tickets left. So that's also Thanksgiving weekend. So if you're looking for something to do to get away from your awful family, or even if you like them and you want to get away from them,
mm-hmm.
and you're in San Diego, come see me at the House of Blues. Tickets at Christina P. online. Thank you.
That is what's up. I've got a couple new shows to announce.
Oh.
Yay!
Oh, Jew shows.
New shows.
You mean Jew shows.
Jew shows. Here we go.
Go.
I'm coming to Wellmont, the
Where?
Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey.
Oh.
November 15th. The tickets go on pre-sale on Wednesday, June 13th, 10 a.m. The code word is CHAMP, C-H-A-M-P.
That's bullshit.
And then the general on sale begins Friday. That happens, yes, this week. So, also, adding a show in Orlando at the Hardcock Live, 9:30, the late show. The first show is nearly sold out. That's November 3rd. So, if you're in Orlando, Florida, you didn't get tickets the first time around, I'm coming for a second show, November 3rd at the Hard Rock Live. And by the way, next week, I will also announce another new show. Where else am I going to be?
Hardcock.
Shows are now on sale in Fort Myers, Florida. On sale in Augusta, Georgia. West Palm, Florida is on sale.
Breast Balls Beach.
What else has tickets? There's some tickets left in, well, there was a second show added in Boise. Eugene's almost done. Ball Sacramento. Fresno.
Jesus.
Bakersfield.
When are you doing all this? This is the end of the year?
Yeah, October, November.
Good Lord.
All at TomSegura.com. Get your tickets. Hootie hoo.
Your titkits.
Yeah, your titkits.
Titkits.
Your titkits. Gene?
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard, for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office. And we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to this episode of Your Mom's House.
Palmcast.
It's one of the great Palmcasts. If you're looking for enlightenment, this is where academics and some of the world's leading scientists are downloading at this very moment with you to find out what's going on in the worlds of astronomy and medicine.
And we're socially active as well. Mm-hmm. Politics. We talk a lot about that on this show too.
Absolutely.
You enjoy current events. We got them.
These are my favorite topics.
I'd go retarded.
Yeah. So
I'm home here and now. Home. What does he say, babe? I'm home now.
People are saying, yelling at me. Like, it's obviously that he's saying home on out.
Yeah.
Home on out.
Yeah.
Home man out. God, yeah, now see, now out. I'm back into homie.
Home man out.
Home
man out.
Shit, it might be home man out. This is like the Laurel.
This somebody beat me. Home man out.
Yeah. Fuck, home.
I still think it's home. I'm home here now.
You know, can't we contact this person?
Yeah, he's really, I'm sure, super excited about this. Very excited.
He doesn't know what's happening.
He doesn't know. Let's get into this show.
Oh, we have so much to do.
There's a lot to talk about. All right, here we go. Oh, wait.
Home man out.
This, for some reason, this didn't go over.
Good morning, everyone.
I don't know why.
Oh, it sounds good already. Home man out. Uh-oh. Dad mouth. Ugh. Yeah, look at that dad mouth. Smells. You can tell.
You think so?
Yeah. It smells like horror garbage. Okay. Like thief's mouth.
Okay. All right. I don't know why that went that way, but.
Home man out.
God,
his mouth looks like it stinks.
Poor guy.
I know, it's not his fault.
Maybe he's going to say something real sweet. You're going to feel badly.
I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Good morning, everyone. I'm at my job site getting ready to start my day, and I couldn't be happier about it. But what I'd really rather be doing is coming to your home.
Yeah.
And combing your grandmother's hair.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to Your Mom's House with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to Your Mom's House.
So,
where are his top teeth?
I don't know. And I also noticed that there weren't so many molars on the side of the bottoms either. It seemed like it was just kind of.
See, I knew it. Now, how did I know, just based on the small, narrow row of bottom teeth I saw? I was like, this guy doesn't have.
I don't know if like over here and over here.
There's nothing there. It's black.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't need a lot more than 5. I know that much.
Those are actually the most useless teeth, the ones in the front bottom row. You don't need those for shit. It's the molars you really need. And those are the ones that fall out the most, I feel.
These right here, though, are the scariest.
Yeah, dead.
This
dead,
look,
dead.
Yeah.
Nice.
This guy is like, I want to comb your grandmother's hair.
Hmm.
Fuck.
This might be a whole new lane of.
And by the way, this is also
video.
A guy, this is who I see. As being like, hi, Christina, good morning.
Yeah.
And then like a door shuts and he's like, did you comb your hair yet?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Yeah, he's scary.
Doing is coming to your home and combing your grandmother's hair.
God, I like this a lot.
You do?
Well, I do. You know why? Because I know what's about to happen. We're about to have another breakthrough in Your Mom's House videos. This is going to be a whole new lane for us.
It's a lot of pressure on the video itself.
I feel it, though. My spidey senses are tingling.
I don't know what's coming. For people that
don't know what's coming either.
That don't know, I mean, 98% of the time, you know, we are seeing this with you. It's not like this is prepared and I go, oh, I know what's
coming. Well, let me tell you why I think this is good. The background's terrible. Again, he's in a car.
But he is wearing a shirt, which is not protocol. You know, it makes me think that he's a little too sensible.
He's got something weird to tell us because he's in a private enclosure. It's all good.
In the car.
It's all adding up. Okay,
all right, here we go.
Let's see.
You know she needs it combed. You know it's going to make her happy. It makes me happy to do it. Won't you let Mike come to your home and comb that hair out of your grandmother's face?
What's happening here?
I don't know, but I'm just expecting like the next part. He's like, and then I'll smash her fucking skull.
Or cum in her eyes.
I wasn't going there with it, but
I was going there. That's what he wants. He wants to cum in your grandma's hair. He wants to mash it down. Like give her a good boy hair.
Oh, Jesus.
he brushes it to the side.
Parts it and then combs it. And he's like, oh, I got all my cum there now.
Yeah, it's good boy.
Now it's going to dry the way I like it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what he really wants to do.
It's so scary.
I know.
You know what's even scarier? Imagine if this guy is actually, let's say, just a really nice guy. He's like, hey, was that a funny video I made? Everyone's like, I was scared to death, man. I was just terrified. Like, his son was really... like, make a viral video or something. He's like, hey, I made this one about combing your grandmother's hair. And everyone's like, no, it read really wrong. Read real scary.
He has to know he's creepy.
How about the dog?
Oh, shit.
Would you let me come to your home and pet the dog?
No.
You know the dog needs it. It makes him happy. I'm happy to pet the dog. It's a win-win situation. Let me come to your home and pet that dog.
Oh, man. How is there not more to this?
What do you mean? That's it?
That's it.
No, that can't be the whole video.
That's what I was sent.
Blue Band, we need more information.
Blue Band.
This can't be everything.
It says he's living for Pizza Hut. Huh. I don't know why. How is that the whole video? It doesn't feel like it's the whole video.
No, there's something nefarious going on here.
Come on, Blue Band.
He wants to come in your dog's hair.
You know she needs it combed.
Blue Band, send me the rest of this fucking video.
Yeah, this is not the whole story. Something's going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, this baby's moving so fast. This kid does somersaults in me all fucking day. He's going to come out wild, Gene. You better brace yourself. Oh, my God, dude. Who's dancing on my bladder? Anyways, I did my Netflix shoot this last week.
Yeah, you did great.
Las Vegas. What's Las Vegas in our language?
Lost Anus.
Lost Anus. I want to thank everybody that came out to the taping. Joey Diaz and I were on the same night with Yamanika. And I got to tell you, it was fucking chaos. I think it was crazy.
That was pretty wild for people that...
It was crazy.
Most people obviously were not at that show. It was in downtown Las Vegas, right on Fremont Street at a bar there. Normally a musical venue.
It was called like Backstage Billiard. So it's a proper rock venue.
Yeah. But they built a special... you know, set for the stage.
Yeah.
And then Yamanika went up, did great. Then you are in the wings, ready to go.
No. So I'm fucking 7 months, almost 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm standing backstage and there's a music cue, some rock song, like, she's a cowgirl. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
And then, and picture too, you know, obviously there's a couple hundred people there.
Yeah.
Full, you know, obviously crew for a production backstage. It's like all the producers and all the executives and there's Video Village. It's just, it's very busy. There's a lot going on. There's a smoke machine rolling.
Get the smoke.
And there's smoke spewing out. And then
I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my cue to go out on the stage to do the first show, my first set ever of this taping, right? The smoke is going, and I noticed that the production person is having trouble opening the door to the stage. And like FIFO, I watch our dogs. And the brilliance of FIFO, not so much Bitsy, but Fief, is that when he senses danger, you know what that dog does?
Mm.
He gets the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, you see his spidey sense go. And he's like,
yeah.
And his eyebrows actually raise.
Yeah. Ears
go,
yes.
And he's like, mm-mm.
No. And I swear to you, and I'm not saying this as a bit, I did think of FIFO at that moment. And I was like, oh, I think I should get out of the way. Something tells me something bad is about to happen. I swear to God. And I moved away because I was like, this is dangerous. And lo and behold, a heavy fucking, I don't know, 7 foot
like a door.
Door, yeah. Wooden door. And this poor production lady, she's opening it and it falls like just centimeters, millimeters from my hand. And it falls down and crashes down right where I was just standing. And of course, everybody's freaking out and they have to redo it and reset it. And then we're all in the back waiting to go up. So that was what happened right before I went up. And I thought to myself, this is really good luck. Because when I had my first special taping, remember that guy that took a shit during my show and then he kept flushing the toilets over and over?
In Seattle.
And I had to stop my set and be like, is somebody going to address the toilet flushing?
Yeah, this guy's taking a shit during my
show. Somebody was shitting in the middle of my show and fucking up sound. So I feel as though it's a good omen when something like that happens. And the first taping went, it was good, it was great. The second one was even better, and we got what we needed. So it's going to be a great show. I hope you guys enjoy it, and thank you again for coming. So we had a good time in Vegas too.
It was
too
awesome. The second show was killer.
That was the jam. Yeah. Thank God for a second show.
Thank God they taped two shows. Every show, I feel like every time I tape something, a special
it's the
or something,
it's show.
Always yeah. For sure. And you end up, you always end up, it's funny because you go, it's all about the second show. You always end up using something from the first show.
Yeah.
You don't remember at the time, but when you watch the cut, you're like, oh, actually that was how I like it more.
Yeah.
But the, usually, I don't know, like the vibe and the energy is always better on the second show.
Maybe because you shake the nerves off from the first show. And then by the second one, you're relaxed. The audience is a little bit later in the evening.
Yeah, they're a little loose.
But man, that was like, I got to tell you, we're not a huge Vegas couple. It's not really our jam.
Speak for yourself.
But being in that downtown location was just, I forgot.
Brought back the memories of when we lived in Koreatown, downtown adjacent here.
You mean the Rampart?
Yeah, the Rampart Division, MacArthur Park. You see a lot of kicky footers. And, if you don't know what a kicky footer is, it's somebody who is in a wheelchair, but they have the use of their legs, and the way that they move the chair around is they kick.
Yeah, a kicky foot.
They kicky foot. They push, and then they back up, and sometimes they go forward with their feet, and you go, oh, you just feel like sitting, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not fair to the people that might really need the wheelchair.
Doesn't seem like it. I remember there was a kicky foot lady down on 6th Street there.
Hood?
Yeah.
And,
we saw a guy.
The bearded lady. Wasn't it the bearded one?
No, the bearded guy. There's a bearded man with paint in his beard on.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, but there was this one lady that I used to always see. But downtown Vegas had a guy kicky footing across the street.
Several. A whole team of kicky footers. It felt like a whole situation. And, you know, it's not my bag.
Downtown Vegas, isn't it?
So we stayed in the morgue.
That whole section seems like it's just a parole hearing gathering.
So are there courthouses there? There should be.
I mean, yeah, there are. But yeah, it's just.
Oh, my. And the Greyhound station's right there.
It is a Greyhound station.
The whole thing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But it was nice to kind of reminisce because the early stages of our careers, we did a lot of shows down there.
Oh, yeah. We used to do
Four Queens. I did that.
Yeah. And I did the Golden Nugget and, you know, these Vegas.
Palace Station,
Orleans. I did the Sands before it was gone. I did the Riv before it was gone.
Harrah's.
Harrah's. That's where the improv is. Yeah. The Trop. I did that.
Oh, man.
I just do all of them. And people don't know. When you do, you do the road, you're typically, most club weekends are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then sometimes Sunday. Vegas, you do Monday through Sunday.
Brutal.
So you arrive Monday, and you do one show a night until Saturday. You do two shows Saturday. And I really thank God that I don't have the gambling gene.
We don't have the fun, Gene. Let's back it up. You and I, out of all the agents, the managers, the executives, the other comedians on this thing, are probably the most antisocial people.
Yeah.
Like, we should be fun, and we're the least fun.
Yeah, I always get that.
We have no fun.
I remember when one of the calls I got one time was, hey, do you want to do, it's one of these festivals, you know? It would have been like Moon Tower or one of these festivals. And I go, well, what's the deal? And they're like, well, it's not a great offer, but it's like a great hang. And I go, excuse me? And he's like, well, you know, like all your friends will be there. And I was like, I don't care.
My friends are here in LA.
Yeah. And they're like, well, yeah, you just be with them in another city. And you party. I go, I don't fucking party. And they're like, so you don't want to do it? I go, no, I don't want to do it. I want to do like a regular show. I don't care if it's a festival is involved.
Well, because we can go down to the Comedy Store and see those exact same people.
Yeah, then my festival is on Sunset. It's easy.
Yeah, I don't need to fly to Austin.
Do the Thursday night festival.
Or Montreal.
Yeah.
To fly across the world.
No, I know. None of those things. They're like, you're going to hang? No.
No. Go to bed by 10.
Yeah.
And that's what we did after the taping. They were like, are we going to go out now? We're like, no, I'm exhausted. He's exhausted.
Well, it's crazy to say to you. I mean, you're fucking super pregnant.
People still are like, you want to go out? I'm like, no, I want to lay down.
And then they pulled me aside and they're like, you're going out, right? And I was like, dude, what? No.
Yeah, you're going to leave your pregnant wife back
the phone?
In the hotel? Oh, my God.
I've never seen. I had two crazy phone things in 2 weeks in hotels.
So weird.
In Vegas, we get back. We order too much food.
As usual.
We wind
That's
down.
That's our fun.
Yeah, that was our celebration.
Is ordering too much Chinese dumplings or whatever the fuck.
To go to bed. So we're like, all right. You know, congratulations, big win. You know, great special. Finally, she goes to bed. I go, I'm going to go to bed too. I'm tired. Because I flew the day before back from Charlotte. Then the next day to Vegas. I'm tired. We lay down. I was like on cue. The phone, which is sitting on the nightstand of this nice hotel, goes dial tone. The speakerphone goes on. It goes,
so weird.
So you're like, what's that? And you just kind of hit it off. Like, okay, that was weird. A minute later. So then I'm like, well, what's happening with this phone? I just try to like fix it every 45 seconds or so. It keeps going on. Then I try to unplug it. It's like sealed into the phone.
Yeah.
Then I call down. Hey, you know.
How did you call down though?
I called guest services.
From the other phone.
Because there was two phones. Yeah.
I guess you picked the other line or something?
I guess. I don't know. I was like, oh my God. I was so tired too. I was like.
So 2 a.m.
Because I had fallen asleep. It wasn't right away, you know.
We were both in a dead sleep. I got up to piss.
That's right.
I came back and then it started doing
that. And then I start telling them. I'm like. Here's what's happening with the phone. They're like, okay, we'll try to get some. I go, no, 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 no. I was like, you have to send somebody now. I'm going crazy right now. And as I'm doing that, I hear like, and I'm like, I hear shit like crashing. I'm like, what the fuck? And you had made, I mean, I'm telling you, at my full strength, like, you know, I mean, I didn't try to violently do it, but I was like, oh, this is not like a regular plug-in like this, you know what I mean? Like it's not.
But it wasn't like a regular.
It's not a regular phone line.
No, it wasn't.
It was like actually like I don't know, sealed in there somehow.
Yeah.
Christina managed from the bed, 7.5 months pregnant. She just go bam, and like the phone went flying off. And I go, just send them up. So then I take what you did, kind of piece it back together, and when the guy gets there, instead of being like, fix it, I go, here's the phone.
Take this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, hell hath no fury like a pregnant woman trying to get her 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, my God. And that whole ordeal, by the way, was like a 25-minute ordeal.
Of course. It kept going up. And the rage inside of me, I was like, dude, I'm exhausted. I yanked it as hard as
I have no idea what could make a fucking phone do that.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, literally.
I don't know. It's possessed.
Its dial tone would just come through the speaker. Like every minute.
It was possessed. But I at that point I didn't care. I was like, I'm gonna pay for this phone. I'll give you $200 or whatever it is. I can't listen to this shit. But the best part is you called down for room service, remember?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
Oh, I ordered and then she was like, is that it? I go, yeah. And she goes, okay, we'll be up in like 30 minutes. I go, thanks, gambling jeans. And I thought she had already hung up. She goes, laughed. I called her Gambling Jeans.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, because I've been calling people mommy and jeans, like, just openly and rampantly. Mm-hmm. Zero pushback.
No.
And I mean, I'm calling
you
people.
You want them to acknowledge you sometimes.
Or just to be like, why'd you call me mommy? I'm like, I'm just calling you mommy.
No. I spent $40, by the way, on the slots. I was walking through the floor.
On the sluts, you did?
On the sluts, yeah. And I went up to 65, and I was like,
You did? When?
When I went down there, and then...
Oh, my gosh.
I took that money and I put it in another machine.
Yeah.
And I lost it in like 5 spins. I was like, that's it.
I don't really understand the thrill of gambling. It's just not
I get it, but I don't have the, like, it's either excites like it. You or it doesn't.
It terrifies me because I know how hard it is to earn money. And I feel like it's the Eastern blocker in me is like, no, dude, I'm not doing this. I'm not throwing my money down the toilet.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
This is a great dental update. I'm excited to tell you that first of all, I thought I was just gross, which I am, hairy and gross, but I also, you know, I was looking at my mouth guard. I think I told our listeners that, you know, it's starting to change colors and stuff. And I went to the dentist and I was like, I'm a little embarrassed that my mouth guard looks like it's been kept in someone's asshole for a while now.
Did you say that?
No, he does not play like that.
He doesn't have much fun in life.
No, he doesn't smile. He doesn't laugh. Yeah. So, but I was like, yeah, he goes, turning colors and stuff. And I go, yeah. He goes, it's totally normal. It's plastic.
Very normal. Yeah, I had retainers that would do that too. It's natural.
It's like plastic changes color over time. And I was like, oh, I just thought it's because I keep it in my asshole when I travel that it changes color. And he goes, no. So then I was like, you know, it's just psychological. I'm just like, it's been a few years that I've had it.
You need a
new mold. And they sent it. Motherfucker, only the top one molded correctly. The bottom tray didn't stay on my teeth. Mm. So I went to his office, showed it to him, because they're like, really? And then I put the mouth guard in, and I could just move my teeth, and it would pop out of the bottom. He was like, oh, okay.
Like, he was like...
It was basically like, you're not lying.
Was he really? He was like, I believe you now.
Now I believe you. Mm. Now the poop pile's real, you know?
Oh.
He was like,
yeah,
sure. He leaned in, he goes, I believe in the poop pile.
Yeah, sure.
So
that would be the funnest thing that guy's ever said in his life.
No, I would fucking have a heart attack. Anyways, they did new molds, but then it started to take a while because the first time they sent me the mouth guard in like 48 hours. So I go, okay, like here's the new trays they molded. And I'm waiting for it to arrive. And finally, I call yesterday. I go, what's going on with the mouth guard, Gene?
Yeah, where the fuck is my mouth guard?
And they're like, oh, it's here. And I go, well, send it to me. And they go, you know, because it didn't fit, we want to make sure it fits. So can you come in here? So now I got to go in and make sure it fits on my dick right.
You know, the problem is we need to find a dentist closer to us.
What are we doing? It's like the charger in the room.
Yeah, I know. We're so dumb. And I have a referral from a friend of mine in the neighborhood.
Oh, really? What's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because this is ridiculous. We're driving back to our old neighborhood to go
all
to
the time.
It's so
for all
silly.
Kinds of shit.
It's not okay. It's not okay. Well, so when do you go in for the new ones?
Tuesday, it's there.
So it's there, and
I'm
then
going in on Tuesday next week,
and hopefully it fits, and you can come home with it and have a fresh
mouth.
Can you do? Can you also buy a backup one in case FIFO gets a hold of this one, like he did the?
No, it's really expensive. Actually,
you can't do like multiples.
I mean, I guess you could, but it feels a little wasteful.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You kind of do one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish you could buy two at a time so that you don't have to fucking go through this again next time.
I know.
You need a fresh
one. The old
one,
though, will be my backup now.
That nasty-ass yellow
the
one?
The nasty one will be backup.
Nasty. Why can't be so nasty,
mouth
guard?
It just looks like
guard.
People have been just brushing their dicks up against it.
Is there something you can buy? Like, you know how people have dentures and they soak them?
Yes, there is. And I waited too long on the last one. Yeah.
Can we get you that?
Cleaner. Yeah, yeah.
Let's just get that.
I know.
See, that's the one charger thing. That's what we're doing. We're like, what a yellow. We cannot
turn
fix it.
Yellow after a while. But
there's no solution. Guess you're just gonna have to live.
There's something more startling.
Uh-oh.
That we need to talk about.
Oh no! Are
I'm gonna
you?
Put you out there. I'm gonna put you on blast.
No. You're not doing this right now.
A lot of you know
God
that when it comes to teeth, one Christina P is so arrogant, so smug, so
not.
Snobby. Absolutely.
Snobby.
You are a dental elitist without question. And you're always like, I do this. I do that. Oh, I always do this. And I always have my floss with me.
Because I do.
I'm always doing cleanings. And, oh, look how nice my teeth look. And
they're so nice.
Believe me, a lot of people I meet on the road are like, what's with her and her snobbery with her teeth?
Can I tell you why? Because I grew up with horrible teeth. I grew up with a huge gap. I had to have headgear. I had half of my one tooth, my front left tooth, knocked out. So I've gone through a lot of stuff.
I know, I'm busting your tits, but like really.
But there's a reason for it.
I get
why.
It. But what's tell us what's up? Because you're very close to delivering a child with one of your lovers.
Many paramours.
But what is that? What has happened at
all
night?
Right.
What happens
now? I am kind of ashamed of this. I'm not proud of myself. Let's put it in perspective. I am 5 weeks away from delivering our son, our second child. And at night, every night, I have a piece of Ezekiel bread with some delicious, no sugar peanut butter. It's really a nice treat. And then a banana. And I hate to admit it, but I brush my teeth and then I'll eat that snack before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't brush my teeth.
Un-fucking real.
Yeah.
That is ungoddamn real.
and sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and finish, because I'll eat half the banana, and then at like 4 a.m, I'll wake up starving, and then I'll eat the second half of the banana, and I won't brush my teeth after.
This shit should be easy.
Right?
I mean, come on.
Now, here's the thing, because I've been doing this since like, second trimester, and I went in to have my teeth looked at for cavities. I have no cavities yet, knock on wood.
Yeah,
so it hasn't negatively affected me yet.
You really have been tempting fate.
I know. But look, once this pregnancy is over, I won't be doing that anymore. I kind of just chalk it up to being too tired and lazy to do it.
You're eating.
I know.
See, what happens is you brush your teeth. I see you brush and you floss. Then you get in bed and you kind of pass out.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
so
you
tired.
Wake up and you're like, I'm hungry. Yeah. And you have your little snack.
Yeah.
You have your
pizza,
and then you
I don't
back.
Eat pizza and go to sleep. No, that's what I did on the first pregnancy. Second baby's way better, way different this time.
It is big news, though, Gene. It is big news.
Well, I'm not proud of it. I'm ashamed of myself.
Good.
And
good. Maybe it'll bring you back down to earth. But the rest of us brush our teeth. Do you want to hear a horrifying dental
yes,
update from a listener?
Of course.
This might make you shit yourself.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Hey, Hitlers. Today, I can finally tell a story that's been about 3 years in the making. My mother has been a dental assistant since I was born. As a result, I've always taken really good care of my teeth. Brushing, flossing, cleanings at her office 4 times a year.
Ooh, wow. 4 times?
4 times per year.
Jeez.
About 4 years ago, her practice merged with another practice to become a very successful business with twice as many employees. Shortly after the merge, I went in for a cleaning with one of the new hygienists. She kept complimenting my teeth and saying that the patient she had before me was a nightmare.
Oh.
She said things like, I was chipping what looked like black rocks from between
her
teeth, and the smell was unbearable.
Oof.
Come to find out, after my cleaning was over, the tools she used on me were not properly sterilized after patient zero before me.
No.
Whatever infections this chick had got passed to me.
No.
Despite my years of stellar dental hygiene.
What?
3 years and several antibiotics later, I can finally say I'm back to normal. The hygienist was quickly let go, as well as the assistant responsible for cleaning the equipment between patients.
Oh, my God.
I'm still traumatized at the thought that 25 years of dental hygiene can all go down the drain
from
someone else's miscommunication.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the great podcast. Can't wait to see the degenerates and instant family. Keep them high and tight. P.S. Bring back Top Dog and Charo. Michael.
Always. I've never heard.
Isn't that the most horrific thing? That one of those funky dad mouths
was
infected, was clean, and then they put those tools in your mouth.
No. How does that even happen in a dental office?
I don't know. Maybe because of the size.
I mean, that's just mortifying. And now, from now on, I'm going to be like, are those sterilized? I'm going to ask.
Oh, this is nightmares for everyone.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun of the show, is planning psychological nightmares in people's minds.
Well, guys, let this be a lesson to you. When you go in, it doesn't hurt
to ask.
Don't
trust nobody.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt to ask, hey, have these tools been sterilized? And of course, they're going to go, yeah. And be like, are you sure? Because I had a friend who blah, 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 blah.
Here's another quick one.
Damn.
Hey, mommies, I'm definitely the teeth champ of my relationship. Just bought
the
my jeans.
Teeth champ. That's another contest we need to have.
I just bought my jeans a medical grade stainless steel tongue scraper. Game changer. You would not believe the shit that comes off of your tongue, particularly the back end. I have a pretty strong gag reflex, so it's taking some adjustment. But if you don't have a scraper, try it out.
Try it out.
Your breath will smell better and your tongue will look less disgusting.
I believe it.
Keeping those jeans high and tight, Maddie.
Try it out.
Now, do you brush your tongue with your toothbrush?
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do that too. I've tried.
But the scraper's the way to go.
I think so. I've tried the plastic ones that you get and it is really gnarly.
The metal's the way to go.
Let's get those. That sounds outstanding.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and
try it out.
All right, Gene.
Claudia is asking this question. I've got to tell her. Our nanny.
Dose. So, somebody wanted to send you this. Ready to check this out?
Great.
They have a little clap back on you.
Terrified. Oh, shit. Here we go.
It's not that bad. Here we go. There she is.
Oh, how dare you. I don't want to read the. We can go ahead forward.
Hey, mommy.
Not reading it.
Brendan and Taylor here. Just want to point out that me, Taylor, the female, bought this shirt the first time it was mentioned. Also must mention, I bought Brendan's rub, rub, rub shirt as well.
Okay.
All my idea, female idea. So take it, Dr. Drew.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're engaged, they're getting married very soon. Congrats.
Congratulations.
They asked if you have any marriage advice.
Yeah, don't marry this chick because she's obviously got sociopathic tendencies.
Oh, she wrote the email though, babe.
Oh, you guys shouldn't, then you're perfect for each other. You're both psychos if you buy these shirts together.
That's your advice to anyone that gets a four-stroke shirt?
Yeah, you guys are disgusting animals. No, it's the four strokes. And the rub.
Yeah, both.
I mean, you guys.
She bought both.
Yeah, well, you guys are clearly mentally disturbed and you're perfect for each other. And half the work is done.
There you go.
What advice do you have to people married?
Getting married? No, I think they already have. I mean, they look happy. They have obviously a shared sensibility.
I know what it is.
What is it? Keep making each other laugh. You got to. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Give each other haircuts. You like
my haircuts. Give each other haircuts. Always, you as the man always should cut her hair in style and color her hair. You should do her makeup. You should do her eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, you should, don't take her for granted.
That's good. Don't take each other for granted, I would say.
Right.
Don't take each other for granted. Stay aware.
It's always nice to have gratitude. So I think it's nice when people say things like just basic, you know, thank yous. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just go like, yeah of course you fucking made me eggs. You know, you say thank you. I always try to say thank you.
You do, like, say thank you. Yeah. Well, I think we adore each other. I think that's number one, is to stay adoring and liking the stuff you liked, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
That's true.
And to remember why you fell in love with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I honestly, too,
I would say the only other thing I would say is don't go camping.
Fuck camping. Yeah. You know what I would say?
You know why?
Why?
Because we hate camping.
Well, here's what I was going to say to that. Marry somebody where you guys, people are like, always, what do you have in common? No. It's what you both hate in common. That's really what's going to unite you as a couple, is both of you hate the same stuff. For instance, Tom and I, we don't go out late partying. That's really not our thing. We both hate camping.
Yeah.
We both hate concerts,
both like
festivals. We like to stay at home. We hate loud environments.
Hate crowds.
Hate crowds.
Hate fucking cunt servers.
Cunt servers.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, our mutual hatred.
No, I don't hate Billy Joel. I don't know why you're putting that. I don't know why you're putting that on me.
Bruce Springsteen.
I don't like him.
We both hate
Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
He's garbage.
Trash.
Trash ass.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Hate him.
Mm-hmm.
You're really more united by the shit you hate when you're a couple.
It's true.
I think things like that too. You
know, some guy messaged me. He was like,
he's like, mad at you.
Oh, the Dylan one. Yeah. He was like, he's a treasure.
Yeah, I know. You expect to get those.
I know. With music, it's funny because you really people. Some people treat the music they love like it's family.
Right.
You know, especially if they've been listening for 15, 20, 30 years. It's like it's like saying, hey, your dad sucks to them.
Basically.
Something. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, you can't expect everyone to like the same shit.
Of course
shit
not.
You like,
I just think it's, I think it's funny when someone really gets defensive.
Mad, yeah.
Yeah, about the sounds they like to hear. And you having different sounds you like to hear.
Yeah. And you're like, going to fight
my
for
sounds
it.
Are the best. And you're like, okay. Okay.
Or teams. I don't want to hear fucking sports.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The other one I love about sports is when people attack a professional as they suck. Like they'll be like, LeBron James sucks. And you're like, it's cool. It's like, he sucks? I'm like, yeah. Like, he's okay. I mean, we're talking about, you know, objectively.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest suck. He's a great
physical freaks of all, you know, just. You can't accept that.
It's
fuck
so
him.
Arbitrary.
He sucks. He's no good. Okay.
Oh, you know what I would suggest for married people who are newly cohabitating or who have been living together for years? Buy a cleaning lady. Get a cleaning lady. I think that alleviates.
Buy a cleaning lady?
Have a slave in your pantry. No, I said the word wrong, but get a cleaning lady. You got $40 to spare.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone else clean your home.
We did it when we were the brokest. I think it was once a month.
Because yeah.
Like when you're like, all right, like this is what, for it was like a little apartment, and I think someone would do it for like $50.
Yeah, it was the best $50 we ever spent.
Yeah, because when they're done, you're like, oh yeah, I'll never keep it like this. Yeah. Something about having a clean place.
It's not something. Here's what it does. It alleviates the fights between the two of you due to who cleans what in the house, right?
Preach, preach, preach.
Okay. I don't yell at you about your boxer shorts on the floor or the sock. You don't yell at me for my sloppiness because someone else fucking picks it up.
Yeah, plus there's gross shit that you don't want to do. Hairs.
I don't want to do it.
You know, stains on toilets and on sinks that are just, you know what I mean? Like just from being like toothpaste and shit builds and it's
like. Well, and then you have to fight over who does the toilets and who. And not only that, you work 40 hours a week. Most Americans work a full fucking week.
Yeah.
Why are you spending your weekend scrubbing your toilet? Unless it's something you really enjoy. I know a lot of people love
to
clean. Or you have to do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you have $40, how much ever it is in your region,
yeah,
save your money. I would rather
that's really
have
good
a
advice,
cleaning
actually.
Lady than go out for fucking dinner that month. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
true,
it's
true,
way
true.
More, I don't know. I think it's a huge lifesaver, personally.
I think just to spite you, apparently, the mommies have taken over the Rogan comment section on his videos,
shit.
And it is like all rubs. It says like, "Thick hot white cum." My brother didn't believe me. It's so hard. Home here now. What's
I'm
up with
home
this?
Home here now.
People are like, "Are these all bots that are responding to it?" Try it out right now, right now, right now. Peyton Lafferty. Take 10 or 12 Benadryl.
I don't think this is despite me, is it?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Whole man out.
Mm. This is hilarious.
No, so, it's very funny.
You cannot fuck with the mommies.
And there's another.
You cannot.
Lady who mentioned this said, hey, mommies, first want to say that Dr. Drew podcasts are by far my favorites.
Yes.
His reactions are the best. By the way, I'm going to do his podcast.
Oh, great. The which one? Hashtag you live. He needs to change the title of that.
I don't know.
He's like, life, hashtag you live it, Dr. Drew. Like, I got to talk to him about this.
I'm not sure what it's called. I'm doing it Thursday. I wanted to write in about Dr. Drew saying there's always a man behind the woman.
I knew we'd get emails about this.
And that is not always the case. I actually submitted a try it out video of my own fruition the day after Tom put his on Instagram because I was so excited. But I'm not sure I sent it correctly. It was actually me trying to get my friends to do it with me, not the other way around. I actually find myself intentionally slipping in the words try it out in conversation so I can chuckle to myself. I love what you do. Your podcast gives me laughs, even in the darkest moments. Always keeping it high and tight, Sophia.
Sophia, and might I point out that I pushed back on Drew when he said that, and I said that not our listeners. I believe that the women that listen to this show are self-starters, self-initiators when it came to
and
creating these wacky videos. Listen, if you're a girl and you're listening to this show,
yeah,
you're fucking 1,000 times cooler than most chicks.
Yeah.
And your fucking head isn't on right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're fucked. Just like I am. I'm, you know, the main mommy.
Here's
and
Sophia.
I can say that.
Yeah, black guys who love to fucking fuck good.
Oh my God.
You're
she's
a hot
sexual.
Black guy and you want to fuck me? Whoa. You want to move in? You can move in. But you have to fuck me, and I need to be fucked a lot, man.
She's pretty hot
deal,
for this.
Man.
She's too attractive. It's almost serious.
I think if I were a hot black guy, I'd be like, I got to get this contact info immediately.
I know.
Well, homeless or you're a thug. If you want to move in, your friend can move in. Shoot me.
This is how like a porno starts, I feel like,
she's,
with her.
She's so pretty. She's a model.
I know. It's like,
I don't know. I'm like,
scroll for the, where's the blowjob start? This is the setup to the scene.
And her makeup looks great, too.
Yeah. Fuck me. Piss on me.
Jeez.
Me.
Everyone's getting a boner from this
one. I got
one
right now.
Try it out. If you want to piss on me, try it out. Fuck me. Yeah.
I don't know, Sophia.
Poor guys who mean it, want to do it, and want to deliver it. I'm a hot, white, trash, cum dumb. Let's fuck.
I'm so aroused.
I think everyone
else
is.
Can we take a break?
Is.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sophia, yeah. I don't know if we got the same goal as the other videos, but you did a great job.
You did a great job. And please keep sending those videos in every time you have that idea.
The four stroke one.
Oh,
are we going to do a four stroke guy next?
Oh, yeah. Are we going to do four strokes?
With no neuropathy.
Brother, I couldn't believe how big his dick was. That's my favorite part of that whole thing.
My favorite line is still the neuropathy.
Oh, yeah.
And people are hashtagging that shit on Twitter. Like,
yeah,
hashtag
no
neuropathy.
They're also putting it. Makes people are also, by the way, it's really funny. I'll be like, I'm going to be in Fort Myers November 1st. Get your tickets here. And they're like, is there an entrance? Is there a special entrance if I have neuropathy issues?
Hashtag.
I can't believe how big his dick was.
Guy's so crazy.
So crazy.
He jacked off in four strokes.
He's so impressed.
No neuropathy. I mean, yeah, his focus in life is fucking unbelievable. Hold on. Before we move on from the marriage topic, I want to let everybody know that we were laying in bed last night, and I'm laying in my pregnancy pillow, so I can't really move a lot. So when I want affection from you, I have to demand it like a Brussels Griffon. Come here. Give me kisses. Give me love. And you fucking gave me the laziest air kiss.
Yeah.
I have ever seen.
I was watching, we were watching something, and you're like, hey, give me a kiss.
Yeah.
And instead, what I did was I moved my lips to the right side of my face because you're sitting to my right. And like that.
You didn't even turn your head.
I did a side face air kiss. I went,
yeah.
Like that.
Because you were watching a TV show and you didn't even want to turn your head to look at me to air kiss me. So you kept your eyes forward on TV and then you side kissed.
Yeah.
That's some lazy
shit.
But
you also snapped me out of it because I was actually zoned out on whatever we were watching. So as soon as you pointed out how bad that was, I did laugh pretty
hard. You did, yeah. That was some lazy shit.
Yeah, it was real lazy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, there you go.
No neuropathy.
What is this? I don't know what the hell this is.
This message is for Thomas Segura. This is Justin Glasson with the Competitive Water Consumption Consortium. I just wanted to call to let you know that we got your results back from our Fair Competition Year Analysis Department and to congratulate you on your latest victory as the current water champion.
Wow, that's kind of nice.
So dumb.
Unfortunately, we did find some performance-enhancing salts in your opponent's sample. What was her name? Christina Pazitsky. But I can't talk too much about that right now until the consortium puts out an official statement concerning that issue.
Whatever.
Before I go, I just wanted to add that after you came down here for your analysis, we cannot stop talking about how great your presence was. I swear I haven't been able to walk into the break room without hearing my coworkers retelling your stories or your jokes. You just have such a great and charismatic personality. We cannot wait to have you back in the future. So that's all I got. You know, best of luck to you in the future, champ. Well done.
Thanks, Justin.
That is such bullshit. Who is this guy? You put him up to this?
No, I didn't. I swear to you. That was just submitted. That was Justin Glasson.
Okay. Justin Glasson.
Looks like the sissy of Fremont. is back with some an update.
Oh, thank God. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, this is a little dip in speech. Actually, I'm a pussy boy living right now downtown Vegas in a shithole. But I can relocate any place because I get Social Security. You know, I'm retired. I don't look my age of 66.
Oh.
66?
I don't look my age of 66.
Yeah, you look 86.
Fuck, man. Like goddamn Star Wars character, which is, I guess, what the sound he was making when it started, wasn't he?
Oh, boom, 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 boom. I don't like it. I don't like the pussy
Actually,
boy.
Here it is, ladies. And you gotta be white, because I like white. White, white, white. And you could be mature like me, or, well, you know, not too young. Actually, I'm looking to live in with, you know, a white lady.
We get it. You like white ladies.
I'm ready for you to fuck me up any way you want to do it, you white cunts. Yeah, off me anyway. Come on, you white tramps. She has to be dominant, you know.
We get it.
Maybe want to put me in her clothes all the time and fix me up like a girl.
But then I don't know why he always resorts to going aggro. He's like, dress me out.
He wants to antagonize them so that they abuse him more.
And then if I disobey, she can stuff her panties in my mouth and duct tape my mouth and tie me up to a chair.
I'm going to paraphrase Dr. Drew. Oh, the trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been through a lot.
He was a Fremont. He was right there, man.
Yeah.
We should have hung out with him. The pussy boy of Fremont.
That's right.
Fuck.
He can go anywhere, though. It's the nice thing.
Yeah, he is mobile still.
What do you think about taking him in?
Ugh, he's so disgusting. Look, he's shirtless.
And I love when somebody looks like it goes, I don't look my age of 66. That's usually like women who will be I'm actually really, well, I'm put together pretty well. And you're like, I like how you make that judgment on you. You're telling
and
everyone.
Most of the time, they look exactly their age.
Or worse.
Yeah.
Like this fucking.
I'll tell you, it's seldom that somebody doesn't legit look their age.
People who don't
very seldom
never say it. In other words, like the person who like really looks young goes, you wouldn't believe how much younger I look than I like, they are that, you know. It's like
this
being
guy is terrible.
Like smart people don't go like, do you wanna know how smart I am? Like they just don't they don't tell you.
This guy's 66, babe. He looks terrible.
Well, yeah, this is
I mean
of
Jesus
course,
fucking
really
Christ.
Horrendous.
He's got the smoke detector in the back, so that's good. The camera is facing from down.
Yes, hold it down.
No shirt. So he checks all the boxes.
Your mom's house requirements. Yes.
For a shitty
and
video.
Put some weights on my itty bitty 2-inch dick. So yeah, if you're the white lady that's looking for a sissy roommate,
roommate.
I'm it. Give me a holler.
No,
do you think
thanks.
Anyone's going to respond to that?
Yeah.
A real crazy person.
Yeah. Somebody who's equally as sick as he is. Nobody, it's fucking out of control.
Did you see this thing that went viral? This kid talking shit to this guy at a park.
Talk some shit.
This kid.
Call me. No.
Don't touch me, Viva.
I'm talking about my mother.
I'm going to get my sister over here to whoop your ass right now.
Okay.
Call sister.
This guy did a voice call. Called sister. He's just being like confronted by this kid. And look at the kid though.
Yeah, he's fucking straight up on him.
Come here.
It's really weird. The kid is like up on him. I don't know how it started, but it looks like the kid is he said, don't talk about my mom or something.
I like him.
Yeah, I'm not with the kid.
Good for him.
See, he's touching the guy. That's, I don't know what he thinks he's doing. Right now, they're actually leaning, a grown man and a kid are leaning up against each other. How do you think that kid is, 12?
Yeah.
I think around 12.
I don't know. I got to know more about what happened here. He's just insulting his mom.
I don't know.
Oh, shit, this kid's punching this guy.
Yeah, he's punching the guy.
I don't know about that. Why is nobody breaking? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, another really funny video, Tom. Thanks. What part of this is funny for you?
I didn't think it was funny. I was just showing you the video. I mean, the scream's fine.
This is terrible. I can't watch a little kid getting hurt.
I want to see what happens.
They are messing with cars. He was. And I called him, and they start cussing.
tell him to nephew you and all this, that, and the other.
This little kid?
Yeah. So Sean come out here and get this kid because he just kept running around here and cussing me and all that. I said, you need to tell this kid to get out of here.
Yeah.
So Sean came out here and told him to go. And he went down right where his bike's at and turned and dropped his bike and ran back up here and started pushing Sean.
Who picked this one? Blue Band,
I don't know.
Your videos today are fucking crazy. What's happening?
I don't see anything wrong with what the guy did, though.
Pushing that kid down on the ground?
No.
I don't know, dude.
That kid was swinging on him. That kid needs to be checked.
But you have to separate them. Another adult should have intervened and separated them. You don't push a little boy down to the ground.
He's not a little boy.
Crying. He's 12, babe.
Yeah, he needed to be checked.
You don't push a kid on the concrete. You could crack his fucking skull.
That kid was punching.
Yeah, but you're bigger than him. Aren't there rules to that?
Yeah. It's like, this is what happens.
Can't you just be like this?
No, because what happens is that kid needs to know. See, what happens is, that kid is going to learn from this incident that if I go ahead and just punch someone when I'm angry,
yes,
it could end poorly for me.
Right.
So you need to be able to, you know, assess a situation and either restrain yourself from punching when you want to. Certainly don't think you can punch someone bigger than you and not have repercussions.
Yeah. No, I get it. Look,
he did grab him.
He shouldn't have pushed him on. First of all, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
Fucking push a little kid on the floor. But you're right. This is male thing where you guys have to learn how to size someone
up
and
fight.
That guy
did him a favor.
Okay.
That guy did him a favor.
I got to pee. I'm sorry. I'm pregnant. I got to go. Don't fuck that kid. He should have fucked that kid.
No, I said fuck that kid.
Fuck that kid is right.
Are you going to pee?
Yeah.
All right. How was your pee?
Pretty magical. I'm so fucking hungry today, man. It's like I have a person inside of me.
It is like that.
I can't stop eating today.
Check out this bullshit.
What?
Listen to...
It's bullshit.
This is when Dr. Drew was here.
Oh.
Listen.
A pregnant lady, I take amazing dumps. I always tell him.
Is it odd for me?
Do you have to eat her ass, Bert, before you she eats yours?
Wait, do you have to what?
Eat her ass, Bert. Did you call me Bert? That's what they're saying. Call me Bert.
No, let's hear it again. No, I don't need to.
Odd for me that
do you have to eat her ass, Bert, before you she eats yours?
Her ass first. He said burst. Her ass first.
It's odd for me that
do you have to eat her ass, Bert, before you
ass
she eats
Bert,
yours?
Bert.
You have to eat her ass, Bert.
Oh, ass first. He knows.
You're saying he's trying to say first and then said brr.
It can't just, your ass either. First.
You have to eat her ass, Bert, before you eat yours.
Oh, eat her ass, Bert. Burr, but instead it,
ass burgers? We got to send it to him, man.
Yeah. It's totally unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
I'm not going to go do a show now.
you got to show him that clip.
Yeah, that's it right there. Listen.
Burr.
First.
Do you have to eat her ass, Bert, before you she eats yours?
Ass first, not Bert.
Burp. Burp.
Burp. That's cute.
Hmm.
Speaking of ass, I was getting a massage yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was holding in so many farts, like the whole time, like every time.
Sometimes when they give you a massage and they'll push down, like from your mid back to your lower back.
Yeah, torture.
It's like they're showing the fart where to go. Like they're like, here's your digestive tract.
Well, I lay on my side for these, but I ate Mexican food. I had much food. And I was the whole time I'd relax, and then I'd feel the fart come back, and then I'd have to clench, and then it would wake me up. And then it occurred to me, wouldn't it be great to find a masseuse that actually encouraged your farts, that was like,
oh yeah,
right now you gotta let that fart out.
Yeah,
breathe in and push hard.
And like whisper. I like when they whisper.
So yeah,
you go, you have to fart. Don't hold back at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And they're like, go ahead and give me that fart if you want.
Yeah, you gotta breathe in and you gotta push that fart out and let the fart out.
Oh, and then they're like, that's right. That's
right. I'm sure there is. There has to be somebody that's like the fart.
I don't know if I would say I'm sure there is. I don't think that's necessarily correct.
There's no fart masseuse in LA?
Maybe. Dude, I mean, if you put out a request, be. I'm sure someone who likes farts will be like, I could massage you. But I don't know if there's a fart massage therapist.
Well, the prerequisite isn't that they have to like the fart, but just that they don't make you clench your ass. Because I feel like it takes away from the relaxation experience. If I could just let it rip without embarrassment.
Of course.
How much better would your massage be?
Yeah, if you're like, oh, here comes a fart. And they're like, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I
can't. But you don't know if you have a... a real rancid one, or if you have a, you know.
Oh, mine are horrible right now. Because I feel like I'm close enough to the lady that we go to all the time. I was this close yesterday to being like, listen, I got a rip one. Are you cool with it?
She'd probably be cool with it. She'd probably be cool with it.
But then I don't want to blast like you said.
Of course. Of course.
What if we could pay somebody extra and be like, here's extra money if you just let me fart the whole time?
They would definitely say yes.
I dare you to do it next time we're at like a nice like place.
You mind if I you know what happened is if I tip you a little more, they're gonna be like, no. And I'm like, wait, let me finish my sentence. Do you mind? I'll tip you a little more if I can fart the whole time.
Right, they're expecting the hand job offer, and you're like, I just want to fart.
And then she's like, what? I should probably go, people fart all the time. I'm like, so do you mind? No.
Because I do feel like that's the one hindrance to me fully relaxing and enjoying.
Yeah.
If I could just take out that fart barrier.
But like, if you have to fart, be like, no, but I need you to waft it to yourself.
No, it's not farting.
And say, I like it.
I don't need the encouragement.
What about this guy? You think he would let you fart while he gives you a massage?
Since a baby, won't you lick my pussy tonight? Since a baby,
God.
Won't you come inside me tonight?
Oh, God. I can't take it.
Do you think?
I hate him
Rudolph
so much.
Had a big black dick.
Okay.
And some very big back balls. On one horny Christmas night, Santa came to play.
Okay.
He said, Chrissy, with your wool so tight, won't you come ride my pipe tonight? And while the others banged me, I didn't even bleed. Bitch, hold up.
He got the crazy heels on, probably.
Yeah. He really should show them if he's going to bother wearing
them. I know. That's not quite a... outfit. What is that?
It's nothing, Tom. Just you can't. My least favorite sexual genre.
Yeah,
is the crossing of Christmas, the Lord of our birth, the birth of our Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. with sexual or sexualizing Santa.
Yeah,
I never understood that.
Yeah, I fuck Santa or Santa.
Yeah,
fuck.
Santa baby. That
Santa
song.
Pornos and all.
Yeah,
that.
Like yeah. That's the least. It's just a child's. Thing it's just so like how come we don't do it with the Easter Bunny like fucking Easter
there
Bunny
probably is
I'm sure
is.
I know I just really I don't like the Santa.
Well, here I know is there one thing is I know you I know what puts you in a good mood. We established this yesterday.
Yeah,
I know what can make you laugh.
Yeah, you
this
do.
Is again part of if you're wondering what makes somebody happy through a marriage, it's like
okay.
knowing their sweet spots. There's one thing I know about you. You love music.
Yeah.
You love scatting.
I love scatting.
How about group scatting? Rough, man.
Well, especially because it's a group of dorky white kids.
Yeah, I know.
Guys. Now, you're doing it better than they are. They're lazily doing it. They're going,
you can hear taps because it's all off rhythm.
They're doing it lazily, though. They're not even doing it. See, you're doing it crisp. You're like, babadoo, ba, 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 da. They're like, these kids are terrible at this.
Oof.
This is terrible.
Oof.
This is terrible.
Look at that movement.
Let the black kid do it, please. No, not the white girl. Give the mic to the one black kid in the back. Oh, Jesus, please let the black kid do it. I can't hear these fucking white girls doing this.
Let's get to him because I think
please.
They all do a solo.
Please. Oh, my God.
Let me do it.
I think I might like scat because that kid did it.
Well, let me listen to him.
A little bit of soul.
Hold on. It's definitely better than the other people.
But look at all the kids looking at him like, they're like, whoa.
Oh, wow. Darnell can really do it.
Is that how it's done?
Yeah.
Look at them. Yeah. This is embarrassing.
He got into it.
Don't you feel like this is something you totally could have fallen into in like elementary school?
Oh, maybe elementary school. Like you can just make sounds like with your mouth.
No, but I mean like, you know, like you're like, I'm in the choir group. I do music group at school. And then the music instructor is like, we're going to do this thing called scat. And you're like young and you're like, yeah, what's that? Well, it's like this jazz thing. And then next thing you know, there's a video of you doing this shit.
I mean, it would not be in at their age.
No.
No. You're telling me like I was six or something. Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
I'd say up until sixth grade, you could get sucked into doing something
not me.
Stupid.
No, no, no.
You think 12? You're like 12.
Yeah, 12, I'd be out.
You'd be like, this is fucking game. Yeah, shit, I'm not doing this.
Definitely. You know? Definitely.
I think I could have gotten roped in at 12. That would be the last year they could make me do something this embarrassing. 11. Oh, who's singing?
That one was better.
Who's that?
I think it's who's to his right and behind her. We can't see who it is.
Wow.
That was actually the best one yet.
That was the best one.
Yeah, the first few were like
whew. Garbage.
Oh my God. And then here, all together.
Now, see, that was better because they rehearsed it.
Right.
The scat stuff was terrible.
Oof.
What if our son's like, I just love to scat, Dad. Come listen to these scat records. Oh my God. Shit. I gotta act like I like this nonsense. Fucking ham bone. This asshole. This fucking... See now, oh my God. The last time we played Hambone, we did a kind of an analysis like who's less talented?
Yeah.
That guy or the lung infection song guy?
That's right.
Lung infection guy won by a landslide.
Yeah, he killed it.
Now, Hambone versus Scat, who's the lesser talent?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think I hated the Hambone guy more.
Yeah.
But I think now that I've spent some time in the scat world, I definitely hate them.
Well, here's the thing. The people in the scat community, they seem to be very earnest. Like, there's a very earnest love of scat.
Mm.
But the Hambone guy, I still feel like he knows that he's put one over on the audience. Like, he's so smug with how he does it.
Of course,
stuff.
That's what contributes to why you hate him so much.
Yeah, he's like, I've worked this fucking racket.
Of course I'm good at this. Yeah. God.
Been ham boning my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as, I don't know. The other ones just seem so innocent compared to him.
True.
What would you rather watch? That group scat video or ham bone for an hour?
Ham bone.
An hour. You're buying ham a ticket, bone. You're driving, you're parking.
Of the two, without question. I think I could at least get lost in the fact that he does movement. And
it's an hour, though.
I know, but they were terrible.
Okay, would you rather watch an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical or Hambone? You got to, and here's the thing, the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, it's hours. It's not just 1 hour. It's like 2.5, I'm guessing 2.5, 3 hours, right? You got to watch a musical or you got to watch an hour of Hambone.
Hambone.
I would take the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I don't want to see a 3 hour or anything. I don't want to see 3 hours of like the best stand up. I don't want to see a 3 hour movie. I don't want to see 3 hour anything.
Yeah.
I really hate going to something that long. It's too much.
It's too much.
Too much.
Too much.
This I know also you'll enjoy this on the way out of the show here. We got to wrap up here soon. We got to go to that meeting soon.
Yeah.
At this point, the information that we have is that there is a male subject who has defecated on himself due to his intoxication level, and that he's spewing poop all over the house. What's your name, bud?
Gary.
Gary.
What's going on, Gary?
She thinks I'm too drunk to drive home.
Okay.
And I don't think I am, but...
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you used a bathroom on yourself?
Well, yes.
Okay. Well, my main thing is, at this point, I just want to make sure you don't have any feces on you anywhere.
Oh. I cleaned myself up in the bathroom.
Okay.
I mean...
Okay.
Sometimes when I have gas...
Right.
It's
a little bit more.
Accident, you know?
I got you.
I knew you'd love this.
Wait a minute. But is it a crime to shit on oneself?
Well, let's see what happened.
Hang tight right here for me for just a second, okay? Hey, let me go talk to Mindy, okay?
Come on.
He said he cleaned himself up in here. How much...
He's done it twice.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I don't want him around me.
Right, okay.
Look at the front of that.
But is this a crime for somebody to miss the toilet? It's a private residence.
I missed it.
He did miss it. Look, it's streaming down the...
The first time it was all in my wall.
All over my wall.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And then he puts his poopy underwear in my kitchen. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
A little bit disgusting.
Will you talk to him about
Yes, I will. You might want to grab your dog.
Hey, get out of there. Are you freaking kidding me?
I don't want the dog to get in there.
Oh, my God.
But isn't this just like a domestic issue?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it, but also it sounds like she needs help. Like she's like, will you talk to him? I don't think they're like, we're going to arrest him, you know?
He's a good friend of mine, a lady friend, and my underwear. And I went to fart, and it went further than a fart, you know?
Yeah.
She's pretty picky about cleanliness.
Sure.
And
yeah, she seems like
upset.
Real uptight.
Yeah, she's kind of uptight. What's wrong with her?
Here's the deal.
Man.
This officer's going to be nice enough to take you home, okay?
Gosh.
He's going to take you home.
Let's
not try to push your fart out or anything like that in this car, okay? I don't want you
to do what?
Try not to
do
push
what?
Your fart out or do anything in the car. I don't want you to make a mess in his car, okay?
That guy just had to tell someone, don't fart in this guy's car.
No, that police officer had to tell a civilian, like, could you not push your farts?
Because you shit when you fart, usually.
Is he going to the hospital?
I got to get my pants.
Leave those in there. Leave those in there. Don't open that bag up.
Don't open the bag.
Don't open that up.
Don't.
I want that in my car.
We're going to leave that here, and you can come back and get those.
Could you imagine?
Open that bag up. Woo!
These poor police officers. Could you imagine getting called out for this fucking nonsense? Some drunk guy shitting on himself?
Down in case he happens to try to push a fart out on the way home and pushes out a little bit more again.
Yeah.
We're safe. Then get all over the seats. See that blanket right there? You're going to try and do everything you can to stay on that the entire time you are in this car, okay?
No shit.
Yeah.
God bless the police.
I mean, those are good cops right there.
No, are you serious?
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Those are nice ones. They're like...
Are you kidding me? What a gig.
I'll give this fucking asshole.
Could you imagine? I mean, look, I know the police get a bad rap and stuff, but the amount of just nonsense you have to deal with on a daily basis. I mean, you and I deal with drunk people all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And you add alcohol to somebody who's already got their wires loose a little bit, and it is just like kerosene on the fire.
I mean,
like this guy, I'm sure when he's sober, he probably doesn't do that as much, you know?
No, alcohol killer.
Drugs and alcohol, man.
All right, which song? There's two songs in my folder. You want to pick one?
What do we got?
One's called Piss on Me by
mm-hmm.
Logan Steak. One's called You're Not an Anomaly by, who made this one? By Chris Spence.
That one sounds real smart. So let's go with Piss on Me.
Okay. Piss on Me. Here it is. We'll play the other one next week.
We'll do the next one next week.
Thanks for listening. We got to run. We got to go to this thing.
We got to try it out.
We got to try it out. Love you guys. Thanks
Love
for listening.
Mommies.
Bye, Gene.
Bye, meow.
One, two, three.
Black guys who love to fuck. Fuck good. If you're a hot black guy and you you gotta fuck me. I need to be fucked a lot, man. A lot, man. Get rent free food, free rent, and everything else. Man, here's the deal, man. Well, man, here's the deal, man. Men from jail, homeless, or if you're a thug, wanna come move in, your friend can move in too. Free rent, you get a lease and a key. Fuck me, piss on me, and beat me. I'm on my now. I'm on my now. Wanna see me come over today? Try it out, man. If you're in my building, oh, try it out. Wanna fucking piss on me? Try it out. Oh. Serious replies only as fuck, man. I'm looking for hardcore guys. I wanna deliver. I'm a hot fucking white trash cum dumb. I'm a hot fucking white trash cum dumb. Let's fuck.